Yo, what up, boy? What up? My blue court up. Oh, heard the kitten in the background.
Oh, it's that. I keep remembering this on the bottom.
You there, Nick?
Yes, sir. What up? What up?
What up, bro?
Welcome to the Nicholas Goldie Podcast Show, Season 3, Episode 5. I'm recording. What's up, Brody?
Not much. Fuck Stacey Dixon, that fat bitch.
Oh, God, what'd she do?
No, it's just she sent a voice clip going after Preston. Like, for what?
Okay, so.
You know what I'm saying?
Apparently, so if you're wondering what's going on, so we were on the group call, and this is before when you joined. Preston decided to call Lauren, Zach's girlfriend, privately, and told Lauren, and told Lauren that Zach was flirting with Catherine and all that shit.
Let me find Preston. Good job, buddy. Keep it up.
Sir, you want me to invite Cody?
Yeah.
I got you. She can come join the show.
Let's see. I'm telling Preston to keep it up.
All right, there you go. All right, when everybody else joins in.
Get Christian Lee in here now, too.
Oh yeah, yes, sir. I already sent him a voice, an invite.
He's reading, seeing the fucking messages. He can join the...
Dude, when Cody and Christian Lee joined the podcast...
Oh, Preston joined the group call. Dude, I went fishing today, Nick.
Oh yeah, I saw your story, bro, on Snap. It was you and I think it was your dad and Justine.
No, it was just me, Justine, and her boyfriend Ryan.
Oh yeah, nice.
Yeah, we're all Ryan's fucking cool. We're great friends. We caught 17 fish, bro.
Damn. 17 fish. Damn.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I could tell her boyfriend's tall as fuck. Like, how tall is he?
Yeah, he's like almost 7 feet. He's probably 6'10".
Damn. He's Giannis Antetokounmpo's height.
Probably not. He's probably like maybe 6'9", probably.
Oh, nice.
But still, I don't know. Yeah.
Still, that's tall as fuck.
Anyways, Nick, you been listening to some good-ass music?
I listened to some of that one song, Desire of a Dream.
All right, Nick, I got a thing. Tell me, let's tell everyone what our 5 favorite songs from this year is so far.
Ooh, that's tough. That's literally tough, dude. If I can think of any good 5 top of my head. Here, I'll go first since I'm the host of the show.
Christian Lee's about to get it. I say Christian Lee's about to get it.
Let's see. Top 5 songs. Right now is that one song from that metal band I like. I really like.
What? You got to be more specific, Nick.
Okay, it was Desire of a Dream. The album?
Desire of a Dream.
I think I said the name of the album right. I don't know, but it was
Desire to Dream. Desire to Dream.
Yeah. That one. That one.
I never even heard of it.
Hold on. I'm not trying to cheat or look it up. I'm just trying to make sure if I said it right.
I'm looking it up too. Because I'm confused.
Hold on. I'm trying. To, I know. I'm
Desire to Dream.
No. What's that metal band? Battle. Hold on. Bad Omens.
Bad Omens.
Yeah, that was.
But what song from them?
Never mind. I found it was the death of a peace of mind.
My death of peace of mind, dude. That song is
good.
Damn. Okay. Now, what's your fourth one then, Nick?
Right now, it's still high since last Friday, even though it's been deleted. Brand New Whip, that's number four.
That came out last year, Nick.
Aww, that's fun. I love this.
Oh. Do you not have – it can even be rap, Nick. I know there's a lot of rap songs you listen to from this year.
Okay, Destiny by Drippin' So Pretty.
Okay.
And Go Hard by Lil Baby.
Okay.
And
that came out this year?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Two more.
It's this rapper named Lil Papa. What's the race? What's that song? Mind Over Matter by Lil Papa.
Okay.
And Lil Tekka, Need Me. That's it.
Nice.
All right, what's your top five, Brody?
Okay, number five would be Disturbed, Unstoppable.
Nice, that's a good one.
No, it ain't. You don't even know a song from Disturbed.
I'm so. No, I'm just saying that's a good
choice. See, guys, ladies and gentlemen, if you must know, I'm the one that listens to heavy metal, and Nick over here listens to rap.
Yeah, yeah.
But number four, dude, this is tough. It's probably Watch the World Burn by Falling in Reverse.
So that's your possibility number four, right?
That's number four. Number three is Lowest in Me by Stain.
Okay, I bet there's a lot of Stain fans out in the fucking podcast who like it.
Probably, because they haven't released a song in like 12 years until now. Right. And then number two is Jesus, He Knows Me by Ghost.
Ooh.
And that song is the one that I used for last week's episode, by the way. I love that song. If you guys have not heard that song, go, please, check it out. Fucking Jesus, He Knows Me by Ghost, dude. Bad ass song. And of course, Nick, number one is definitely The Death of Peace of Mind by Bad Omens.
I'm going to buy that song and hopefully I still got some iTunes money.
Nick, and the fucked up thing is, guys, Nick don't listen to rock whatsoever. He hates it. But I literally got him in the Bad Omens.
If I had some iTunes money right now, I would buy it. I know you're white. You're white. Why buy? Why you can just download it? I'm white. Tell me about it. I'd love
it. Nick, I just don't waste money on that when I can literally listen to it on a fucking platform.
You sound just like Ryan saying that shit. Like, you know, you can just listen to it, right? I'm like, well, I just like buying shit. That's just me. I just love doing
it. Yeah, and that's how you end up broke, Nick. Okay, oh. Nick, how about this? This is going to be hard.
Go ahead.
Okay. You're going to say, who are your favorite top five rappers of all time? And then I'll say my favorite rock bands of all time.
Oh, fuck. Damn. Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Nick. Five. I already got mine.
Okay, bro. I got you. Okay. Five. It has to be Tupac Shakur. All
right.
Number four is I don't care. I'm saying the goats for last. Number four is NBA Young Trash.
Why would you call him trash when literally he's in your top five?
I don't know. I'm just joking. NBA
that Young makes boy, no yeah. sense.
I'm just
he's joking. Garbage I like anyways.
I like a few of his songs. That's it. But
I think NBA he's a Young faggot. I don't really listen to rap though, other than Juice WRLD, but.
Well,
yeah, I don't. Thank
you for saying that. Number three is Eminem.
Okay.
Number two is Lil Wayne.
Nice.
And number one.
I do listen to Lil Wayne.
And number one is my boy, Juice WRLD. Rest in peace, Jared Higgins. Juice WRLD's number one.
Damn, Nate.
I like Juice.
Juice WRLD is the GOAT.
Lil Baby, you're a dick. You should have released more of his music, you fucking weirdo. Go ahead, Mr. Ghostface. Say about your top five.
I will, but before we do, I have a message to tell Nicholas Goldie right now, and that is Cody will be on here in just a few minutes. He is taking a shit right now.
That was awesome. Good message, son.
Anyways, are you ready for my favorite rock band of all time, Nate?
Yes, sir.
My
five. Mr. Ghostface, yes, sir.
Number five is Puddle of Mud.
Nice.
By the way, Kansas City's own, Missouri's own Puddle of Mud.
Yep.
I'm from Missouri. Number four is Breaking Benjamin.
Okay, okay. I listened to one of their songs.
What?
It was that one song from NASCAR 07. What was that?
I don't know. See, you ready for number three?
Yes, sir.
Nick, this is my third favorite rock band of all time, but they are my favorite rock/rap band. Who is that?
Yep.
Who would you think that is?
Oh, fuck. God damn it.
I listen to them a lot, Nick.
Son of a bitch, Nick. You shouldn't have been knowing this shit.
You want me to give you a hint, like the first letter? L? Yes.
Fuck. The son of a bitch.
Okay, there's two words. The first one, the first word that starts with an L, the other word starts with a B.
Oh my god, what is it? What is it? What is it? The fucking god, I hate my brain cells.
Come on, man.
The light, god damn, I should just stop before I fuck this up.
You want me to say?
Yes, go ahead.
Limp Bizkit.
I swear to God, man. Christian. Hi, Christian.
And then number two would be Creed.
Okay, cheers.
What?
Oh, I'm on Facebook right now.
I say Creed is number two, Nick.
Creed.
Yeah, how do you feel about that, Christian Wayne?
Christian don't even know who Creed is.
Are you talking about the rock star singer?
Say exactly my point, Nick.
I'm talking about the rock star singer, Creed.
The rock singer?
The rock star singer, yeah. Creed.
He's not no.
Oh no. Oh,
shut up, no. Christian.
Oh no.
Just shut up.
Oh no.
Number one, Nick, is Disturbed. You know Disturbed?
I think I've heard one of their songs. Christian, it's your fault.
My fault.
Christian don't even know who Disturbed is.
Oof.
Tell me who Disturbed is then.
Oh.
Did I even say if I knew who Disturbed is?
Tell me who Disturbed is, Christian.
I don't know.
Okay, then who's Creed?
Dude. Are you talking about the movie or the singer? Which one is it?
Which one do you think?
What the fuck?
The singer, I suppose.
Nick, Christian, you gotta be so stupid. Creed is a rock band, you dumb fuck. Not no singer.
Well, rock band singer.
No. Rock band. No, you said rock singer, didn't he, Nick? Anyways, what up, Christian? What took you so long to fucking join?
Bro, I was high as hell, bro. I was hard as hell. Fuck.
Oh, God.
What now? Say it again.
Bro, I was high as hell as fuck, shitter, bro.
Yeah, I'm high as fuck, too. And I've been probably smoking longer than you have. You don't see me fucking complaining. And anyways, your fucking bitch-ass girlfriend to shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God. What are y'all doing?
I'm just kidding.
Hold on. Hold on. Did you not just hear what this man just said? Did you not hear that?
I wasn't talking about you, bro. I was talking about them two. What are you two doing? Are y'all not getting along?
Oh.
Who? Me and Stacy?
Yeah, y'all not getting along.
We never get along. She's insane in the head and a bad mom.
Oof.
Ladies and gentlemen, in front of the whole podcast world, Stacey Dixon is not a good mom. She leaves her kids unattended so she can go to the strip club and fucking drink.
Damn.
Really?
Uh-oh. No.
And then I see why Roderick left.
Yeah, pretty much.
And Christian's over here defends her every time. Oh, quit talking to her like that.
Really?
You know what, Christian? I had enough.
Yeah.
You're getting on this man's last nerve about it, pretty much.
You're gonna stop that, Christian.
Oh.
Me and her will never get along. I can't stand her. She gets on my nerves. She's in my top three most wanted list.
Oh no.
What the fuck?
Man.
Oh, did I say most wanted? I meant most hated. Sorry.
I was going to say, bro, I thought you meant like most hated in the list.
I don't know, Nick. Was I really serious?
I don't know. Probably. Maybe.
Christian, what have you been doing today? Tell me.
Okay, bro, I was like out getting dressed and everything. I was out running
around. Oh, I was out in the hood, y'all. Getting my clothes, getting my fancy shit.
Really?
Bro? That?
Really?
I'm just kidding, Christian. Calm down.
Can I please talk, please?
Uh-oh.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
But I was saying I was out riding around with my mom.
Nice. Again, oh my god.
What?
Were you door dashing again?
Were you guys messing around? And be a truthful Christian.
What could we possibly be fooling around for? Like, we were just door dashing.
She's like, huh? He's like, who? How in the world would we fool around, Nick?
Nah, why would you?
Oh no.
Bro.
Anyway, Christian.
Yeah.
You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna play the Would You Rather game, and Cody will be in here soon.
Yeah, he told me what's going on.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir. Let's get it.
Let Nick go first.
All right, but I got you. Okay, so would you rather be a top-notch celebrity in Hollywood, or would you rather just live a normal life and say, fuck Hollywood?
Normal. Oh, fuck. Wait, we have to wait.
Oh, fucking Christian. Well, we're going to wait on Christian Lee and Mr. Cody to come to the podcast. I got to say something real quick. First of all, Target, I'm going to tell you something real quick, and I hope you're listening to this so fucking good, loud and clear. I hope you listen very fucking good. Okay? Target, leave the kids alone. Okay? Quit showing kids shit that they don't need to be worrying about. Okay? They're innocent fucking children, okay? Leave them the fuck alone. And if I ever catch you telling my niece or my nephews what to fucking wear and not to wear, I will beat the shit out of you. Literally. I don't give a fuck. What the fuck you do? I don't give a fuck. Leave the kids alone. Okay? Why do you gotta target them? Like, quit being fucking sick in the damn head. Literally. Like, there's two fucking genders, you stupid son of a bitch, okay? Two genders, okay? I don't fucking care. Quit showing your dumbass shit we don't give a fuck about, okay? Like, quit.
Okay, well, go back with your question since Christian's back in.
All right. So, would you rather be a top-notch A-list celebrity in Hollywood Or would you rather just be a normal person and say, fuck Hollywood, I don't want to fucking deal with your shit?
Who goes first, Nick?
Kirsten Lee.
Bro, I'm just saying, top notch.
This is would you rather, Christian. Pick one.
Okay. Would you rather be a... Would you rather be a DEA agent? Number two. Would you rather be a cop? Or number three?
Oh, my God, no.
What?
No, no, no. Oh, what I'm about to do. Okay. Oh, shit. Nick, this ain't...
What did you do? Hold on. I'm going on Facebook.
Preston wanted to know if there's anything he can do to piss him off. What is his weakness? And I said, fucking a Pikachu. Nick, did you hear that?
I heard you.
Anyways, I'm sorry. Is it my turn?
Yes, sir.
I would have the normal life, unlike Christian over there.
Gosh.
Did you invite Cody?
Ask him if he's ready now.
Okay. Well, what? Let's tell yours, Nate.
I'd rather be a normal human. Fuck being a celebrity. First of all, I ain't selling myself. For a
not just that, paparazzi, and everyone wants to be around you. It's fucking
exactly, dude. Could you imagine dealing with that shit 24/7? Like,
no, but Christian gets to do the next question, Nate.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Christian.
All right, number one, would you rather be a DEA agent? Number two, would you rather be a cop? Number three, would you rather be in the army?
Damn. Okay,
good one. Oh, fuck.
Who goes first?
Well, I guess Nick, bro, you can go first.
To be honest, I'd rather be a DEA
agent.
Agent, yeah, be them. Fuck the cop, bro. You know what the shit
is? No, he said it's either that or. What was the other answer?
Number two, would you rather be a cop? Number three, would you rather be in the army?
Oh, so you did three?
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I got one. Mine then.
I'd rather be a DEA agent.
Cool. That's a good one.
I'd rather be a fucking cop, Nick. Then I can arrest your ass and fucking put you in jail. Hey, no. Let me rephrase this, Nick. Make it all better, okay? I'd rather be a cop and catch Christian being a Satanist and then put him in a jail cell.
Bro, you can't arrest me for being a Satanist, man.
Hey, there's more than him. There's more than just him, Michael. You gotta arrest for that.
Get the hell out of here.
I'm like, you cannot catch this dick.
What the fuck was that? Christian, go with your answer.
I'll be a cop.
Oh, hell no.
No, if he becomes a cop, Nick, then he'll be raping the patients.
What?
You know how many criminals would get away from doing shit?
All right, that's my turn. Okay. Are you guys ready?
Yes, sir.
This is going to be good. Would you rather, and this is a golf question, by the way. You guys ready?
Oh, go ahead.
Would you rather have Tiger Woods as your partner in golf? Or would you rather have Donald J. Trump? And Christian, you go first.
To be honest, I say Tiger Woods as my partner.
Okay, Nick.
you know, the Mr. 45th President of the United States of America. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? And my answer would be Donald Trump. How dare you say that about pick the other Tiger Woods over the President of the United States? Are you serious? No wonder you're a Joe Biden lover. No wonder you support Satan.
Why did you say the word Satan? The fuck?
Because they're Satanists.
Did you not know Tiger Woods? He probably did sold out like the rest of them. You never.
Hey, you know what, Nick? We can't help him. It's too late. It's too. He picked Tiger Woods, even though he's one of the greatest players. He didn't acknowledge Donald Trump. I'm disappointing you, Christian. I really am.
Wait till we get in a group call after.
Wait
this.
Till Donald Trump hears this. He's going to be saying, we got to find Christian Lee and put him away. Send him back out the border.
I like Mrs. President Trump. Wait till we tell Daniel in the group call, Michael.
Oh, God. Go ahead, Christian.
Oh, gosh.
You know what, Christian? You're going now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, kind of figured that. I kind of figured that.
We're not playing around, Christian. Hurry up.
All right. Would you rather be a voice actor, or would you rather be a computer programmer?
What was the first one again?
A voice actor.
And the second one?
Computer programmer.
Okay, I got mine.
I got one.
Yeah, go ahead, Nick.
Who goes first?
Nick?
I'd rather be a computer programmer. I know a lot of computers.
Cool.
I would be the programmer, too.
Cool. And me? I'd rather be a voice actor. For real.
You're out of your damn mind, you son of a bitch. I'm just kidding.
Hey, no one would listen to your movies.
Nick, you want to go now?
Yes, sir. All right. Would you rather have Donald J. Trump saving your life if you had to depend on who's to save your life? Okay, hold on. Let me rephrase it. Who would you rather have to save your life if you really depended on it? Donald J. Trump, or would you rather let Barack Obama save your life?
Are you out of your damn mind? I'm saying mine straight up is Donald Trump. Fuck Barack Obama. All
right.
Go back to your country.
Who do you got, Kristen Lee?
Donald J. Trump.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh my God! I about had a heart attack, Nick. I was gonna get worried.
I know Donald J. Trump up in this bitch. All right, who's next? Ghost Racing, wanna go?
Yeah. Now this one is gonna be this is tough. Okay.
Go ahead.
Would you rather? You guys like outdoors?
Outdoors?
Yeah, outside.
Oh, yeah.
Would you rather go hunting or would you rather go fishing? Nick, go first.
Fishing.
Okay. Christian?
Hunting.
Okay. And I will go with fishing because I'm more experienced in fishing than hunting. But both of them are really good. It's hard to pick between those two.
True. I've never been hunting, so I can't judge on that. All right. Who goes next? Christian?
Oh, man. All right. Damn. All right. Which record label would you sign to? Would you sign to number one, would you sign to Aftermath Shady Records? Number two, would you sign to Atlantic Records. Number three, we just signed some Motown Records.
Did you hear that, Mr. Ghostface?
Yeah, and I know what my answer been would be.
I know mine either.
No, have an answer for that.
All right, who goes first, Christian Brody?
I mean, if y'all have an answer, it's all good. I can like pick something else. Something
easy. No, we already got our answer to your would you rather question. Who goes first? Cool.
Nick, what do you want to go first?
All right, I'd rather go with Motown because fuck Atlantic. Y'all suck.
That's what's up. Michael?
None of those fucking answers because you're trash, Christian, with fucking questions. My answer would be my record label that I built.
Okay.
Because I don't have to worry about people trying to take my shit.
Okay. Me, I would sense the aftermath of shitty records, but.
Of course you would, Christian, because you know all you care about is the money and the fame. You don't give a fuck.
Yeah, do you know who's going to be literally having your rights to your music? I can't say shit about myself, but I don't. Wait, is Motown an independent? No, I don't know. Hold on. I got my laptop. I can look this up right now. Hold on. I'm going to look up. Is Motown Records? Oh, I forgot. I hate their stupid spelling. Motown. There it is. Okay. Records Independent. Independent. There it is. Okay. Motown Full Motown Record Corporation called Hitsville Recording Company.
Who cares, Nick? Who cares about these damn record labels?
Hold on, bro. I'm looking this up if it's independent. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. One of the most influential independent record companies. So I'm good. So, Christian, you're fucked. You got Eminem to deal with your shit.
Bro, hey. I fuck with Eminem.
Okay, but I'm not disrespecting Eminem because he's one of the legends and the GOATs. But I'm just saying, you got to wait until when Eminem tells you to release a song. Me and Michael don't. We can release whatever the hell we feel like it. All right. Is it my turn? Okay, so would you rather... let me see. I gotta think of one. Okay, would you rather work at a car factory of a dealership you really love? Or would you rather work at a phone company that you really hate and dislike?
Hang on.
Are you good?
I was just messaging Bryce. He told me he saw it. We went fishing.
Yeah.
Damn. Damn, Christian, what the fuck you been eating over there?
I guess getting on nut. I pass that shit out. I guess got shit nut.
All right, Ghostface, let me repeat the question for you, bro.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, you're good. Okay, so would you rather work at a car company that you really like?
Or what's with these car companies, Nick? Every time. It's like you're obsessed with cars, and you don't even have one.
I know. I love cars. You fuck off.
I love cars.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, or would you rather work at a phone carrier company that you really hate?
Believe it or not, I got my answer.
All right. Christian, you want to go first, bro?
Yeah. I see. Man, I said car company that I really like would be Ford. for real, bro.
Okay, good one. Mr. Ghostface, your answer?
I would pick, but I would, believe it or not, I would pick the phone place because fucking my mom always told me I would be good doing that job because I'm good with technology. So I'd pick the phone carrier.
Nice, nice. Honestly, I can't disrespect the companies, but the car companies, but my mom and my uncle work there. But I'd rather work at a phone carrier. I'm good with technology. I love. I know I was interested in technology when I was a kid. Don't get me wrong. But. All right. We almost got 20
minutes. We got 25 more minutes left, Nick.
All right, Kristen Lee, you want to go?
Okay.
Wait, didn't he just go? Is it my turn?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go space and go, bro.
God damn it, Nick. Oh, God. Let me think. Okay. If you lost electricity, Nick, if you can only have one thing to light up the house, what would it be? And I'm telling you both this. Would you rather use a flashlight or would you rather use candle?
Ooh,
that's a good one.
That is. Good shit. I'll give you that.
Christian, you can go first.
I say a candle because that makes the house smell good.
Nice. Okay. Nick?
Flashlight.
Believe it or not, mine would be the candle because fucking what Christian said, my house will smell good and I could put, they can light up a whole lot, a house a lot brighter while the flashlight just holds, like it'll light up, but it'll just have a certain spot. You know what I'm saying? In the house. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Guess what? Now it's Christian's turn. It's Christian's turn now.
Ooh.
Oh, man. All right.
Why take hits from the bone?
Good shit.
All right, we was in a movie.
Wait. All right.
Oh, what's with movies? You're obsessed with them.
I know. All right, if we was in an action movie, who would you rather sacrifice your life for?
What? See, this is what I'm talking about, Nick. He is a Satanist like no other.
Why are you saying that? It's just a question.
Because you're saying sacrificing your life and shit. Like, what the fuck?
Now, hold on. Now, I agree with Ghostface on this. I do agree. But if it's towards your children, that's different.
Go ahead, Christian. Let's hear what he has to say.
Who would you sacrifice your life for?
Wait, what?
Who would you sacrifice your life for?
Who? Okay, what's the answer? Questions.
It was an actual movie. Would you sacrifice your life for your family? Or would you sacrifice your life for your friends?
Damn, dude, you're putting me on the spot. This is fucked up, but okay. Dude,
this is fucked. I can't lie about this.
I got my answer.
I'm thinking for a quick second.
Michael, you want to go?
Yeah. No offense to y'all. I love you guys. You guys are my friends and shit, but I would sacrifice my life over any one of my family members.
That's good.
Respect.
That's good.
Right.
That's good. Well, Nick,
what about
you, Nick, bro?
Especially my children.
Respect. I'll give you that.
Respect.
I hate the respect on that. To be honest, I love my friends. I love y'all. Every one of y'all.
Why you gotta do the same thing I did, Nick? What the fuck?
Maybe try to say it a different way.
Hold on. But hear me out. I treat Ryan's kids and my other friends' kids, like my family to me. So I sacrificed my life for them.
That's good. That's good.
But the thing is, Nick, is he really family? Is he really blood?
Don't have to be blood.
But here's the thing, Nick. That's what the question kind of is. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because get this. Even though I've been best friends with Corey for 20 years coming up in September, yeah. I would sacrifice any of my full blood family over him.
Yeah.
Just saying. Yeah, I get it, Ryan. Because I call Corey family. You know what I'm saying? But in real blood, though, he's not family.
Right. True.
So.
All right. I'll choose my brother.
Choose your family, basically?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Christian.
Me, I would sacrifice my life for everybody.
No, that's not. No.
You just.
That don't. Hold no, on. No, no. What? You Hold made on. Us go on this fucking podcast and say which what? One was better. You want to say everybody? Get your fucking ass back in the goddamn line and repeat and fucking say your answer, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'll sacrifice my life for my family.
Yeah. Make me and Nick go on here and say which one we had to pick, and you go in here and say everybody. You hear that, Nick? What the fuck?
Yes.
How fucked up is that, Nick?
Dude, that sounds like... They try to make us disrespect our friends, bro. Could you just...
Yeah, he did. He fucking did, Nick.
Damn. I kind of feel bad in a way of like waiting a little bit now about this. Cause
Christian, how dare you?
Damn. I get the question, what Ghost Voice was telling me about family has to be blood. But Christian, you did not say it has to be blood-related family. You didn't say that, Kirsten.
And you can't just go on here and say everybody. When me and Nick literally just literally, because it was fucked up, say one of them. That is so fucked up.
No, hold on. So think about this. So what he's trying to do is that basically me and you, Ghostface, say fuck Daniel.
I know.
Everything.
And he's like this. No, he's like this. Don't worry, Daniel. I said, everybody. That includes you. But they picked family. Okay. That's exactly what that motherfucker just did.
Okay, everybody in the group chat is like family to y'all.
Oh no! Wait till Daniel hears about this one.
Wait till the podcast is over with. Hold on.
Say hi, Wednesday. So damn tiny.
I ain't gonna tell Daniel much. I'm just telling him wait until we come back in the podcast because you, Christian, came up with a fucked up question.
Yeah. Oh, anyways, Christian, since you had to say a fucked up one.
Ooh.
It's Nick's turn.
Damn.
Because we only got 15 minutes left of the podcast.
Dude. I don't even know if I can literally come up with something fucked at this point in time. Would you rather...
Remember when he picked Randall over Daniel? And by the way, who the fuck is Randall?
His best friend.
Go ahead, Nick.
Would you rather hoop with LeBron James or make or expose the Satanist all over the world.
What? Who goes first?
Oh, since Kristen Lee said something out of his mouth, you go first, Kristen Lee.
Bro, I'd rather hoop with LeBron James, bro.
Oh my god! No!
Ghostface, what's your answer?
The second one, get killed, a fucking Satanist?
I have to agree on Ghostface. I'd rather expose the fucking Satanist.
Christian, right there, when you knew what the right answer to say, you clearly are telling us that you do support the Satanist.
Oh my gosh, bro. What the fuck?
We're not saying it. You're the one saying it.
Okay, that's how I said, didn't I? I said ancient. It's a box, huh?
He left. Nick, he left.
I said, look, I told Daniel it was on a game we was playing. I said, Michael will tell you what happened.
Wait. When it.
Remember the question about the...
Yeah, I know, but did you say that in the group or just sent that to him?
I just told him privately until we come back in the podcast. The group call.
Get Christian back in here now.
Uh-uh.
I do not like guys at all. Who's this?
What?
Brandon Cools? Who the fuck's this? Who are all these people in this fucking group, dude?
I don't even know. I don't even know. If you're wondering the same thing, I don't know either. Wow. Okay, then. Welcome back, Christian, to the podcast. And you,
Christian, what the fuck happened?
What happened, bro? Your phone should be ashamed of yourself.
Christian, do you support Satan?
Why did you ask my question?
If you would have literally said, if you literally said to kill the Satanist, I would have probably quit fucking saying it. But you, on the other hand, keep saying these stupid ass fucking answers. What are we supposed to believe? You creep Wednesday out right now. She's scared.
Wait, is your kitty with you right now?
Yeah, she is.
Wow.
Unbelievable. But let's move on from Christian Lee.
Okay. All right, I'll go.
No, so, you already did. You're the one that did answer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry, my fault. Go say you want to go.
Yeah. I will. Okay. Let me think. Would you rather have a dog or would you rather have a cat? Christian.
I say a cat.
Okay. Nick?
Cat.
Me too. Yeah. And you know what's great about cats, Nick?
What's up?
They can tell when there's a Satanist in the room.
Is that what Wednesday's going through right now?
Dude, you don't know that they can smell ghosts? They can see ghosts?
I can believe it.
You didn't know cats do that?
I do. I believe you, bro. Because my cat does that shit sometimes.
So your house is haunted?
No, but I'm saying is that my cat normally looks up at my dog, who's not here anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Probably. Yeah, that's probably what she sees.
Good choice, Christian. You actually hit the right one.
I'm very proud of you.
Christian, you can go now. We got 10 minutes. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know what? Let's go all go one more time, and then we can just all talk right, cool. A little bit until it's time to go.
All right, that's fine.
Christian, go.
All right. Would you rather meet your celebrity crush or meet your favorite voice actor?
I know my answer.
Oh, you, Nick.
I already know mine.
I guess Mike, you can go first now.
Wait, did I hear that noise in the background?
What?
I was hitting my ball.
Oh, not that part. I just hear something like.
I don't hear nothing.
No, not
like, I swear I hear something. I swear I'm not going to.
Well, who goes first?
All right, I go. Mike.
Okay, go, Nick.
I'd rather meet my celebrity crush.
Cool.
Okay, you know what my answer is, Nick?
What's up?
I would go up to Mariah Carey and I would tell her, Mariah, let's get into bed. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it on. Or we could do a song. You know what I'm saying? Do a song with Ghostface Dolla Sure.
Hey, Selena Gomez is hot as fuck.
What?
Hey, don't be hating on Selena Gomez. She's fucking hot as fuck.
I'll tell you right now who's hot. Iggy Azalea.
Ooh, she got that. Ooh. Damn, she... I love that.
Fine.
I'm just going to say I like, you know, you get the freaky part. I like that.
Christian, what's your answer?
Man, I'd rather meet my celebrity crush, Kristen Stewart, bro.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie, she's fucking hot too.
Wait, who?
Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart, dude.
Oh yeah.
I would tap that, dude. So she would have a good time with me. I promise you that.
I want to tap Selena.
Maybe I shouldn't talk like that anymore. Bella will probably get pissed.
Don't worry, we're gonna act like you didn't hear shit from you. So
Did you know she got mad at her grandma about bringing up my ex?
What?
Oof.
Yeah, her grandma told me that.
Oof.
She brought up Melanie's name, and then he's like. And all she said, Bella said that that's his fucking ex in a mean way. I'm like, when her grandma told me that, I was like, oh my God. What the fuck? Anyway, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay, yeah, I like we didn't hear shit. Okay, you want me to go?
Yeah.
Okay, would you rather meet your favorite NBA star or would you rather meet your favorite NFL star?
Fuck. Dude, that's a good one, believe it or not. Dude, that is a good one.
Yes, sir. I saved the best for last.
Okay. Fuck.
Kristen, you want to go?
Yeah, I got mine.
I'd rather meet my favorite NBA star, Stephen Curry.
Get the fuck out of here, you little bitch.
Wait.
Fuck you.
Wait.
Fuck. You know what, Nick? I would rather meet my favorite NBA player, Kobe Bryant, motherfucker, twice better than fucking Steph Curry. Little bitch.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm not trying to say that I'm saying because Ghostface is saying it, but I'm a little bit of a big fan of Kobe, not a bigger fan than
Michael, I know you are, Nick. I know.
But I want to meet Kobe. I'm not going to lie. Rest in peace, Kobe. I want to meet you. I wish.
Yeah, he picked Stephen Curry, Nick.
Stephen Curry is fucking dog ass. Why the fuck would you meet that fuck? Just because he shoots a three? Fucking Kobe Bryant in 2001 could boom on him, make him look like a bitch under the rim.
Dude, fucking Steph Curry was probably in middle school by
then. You picked Steph Curry over 2001 Frobe?
Bro, I would meet Kobe Bryant.
Kobe! I'm sorry.
No, you're basically saying you're no. When you say that, you're saying that he's better than Kobe Bryant. Ain't happening. Let me tell you something. That motherfucker. I'll tell you this. Okay. I'll say this. I'll give Steph Curry credit. Okay. I'll give Steph Curry credit. He can make probably. I mean, he can make more threes than Kobe Bryant. Okay. But can that motherfucker score 81 points in one game? Ask me that, Christian. Can Steph Curry ever shoot 81 points a game in the NBA?
Michael Hell
no. Christian can't. No. Wait, I'm, no, Nick, be quiet. Can Steph Curry do that? Ask me that. Has he done that, actually?
What, Steph Curry, like, scored 81
points? I'm talking to Christian. Oh, Christian's not even in here. He left. No, what anyway. I was trying to say is people say Steph Curry is better than Kobe Bryant, okay, when they're clearly wrong by this statement. Yeah, he can probably shoot more threes, but no one in the NBA right now has scored past 81 points in a game. Like, right. The only one did it is Kobe Bryant. Tell me, who has done that, Nick? Who has done that?
No one else but Kobe. But now, I bet you 2001.
Tell Christian that.
Kobe Bryant is the only one in the NBA who scored 81 points in a single game.
No, he did.
Okay, then why are you saying Steph Curry is better?
I'm not saying he's better.
Damn. Then why is he your favorite player? Okay. Why ain't Kobe Bryant your favorite player?
I like Kobe Bryant too, okay? I like all the players, okay?
You know what? We're going with my last question, Christian.
Yeah.
Okay?
Sure.
Let's see. Okay, this is going to be good. Would you rather meet NBA Youngboy? Or would you rather meet Patrick Mahomes?
Oh, yo.
Christian, go first.
I'd rather meet Patrick Mahomes.
I couldn't hear you. Speak up again.
What was the second one?
It was either NBA Youngboy or Patrick Mahomes.
I say Patrick Mahomes.
You're a fucking liar, Christian. You would rather meet NBA Young Boy. Don't lie.
You don't know that.
I do know that. I do know that because you don't even probably know who Patrick Mahomes really is. You don't watch football. But you over there listen to NBA Young Boy a whole lot. Motherfucker, you have one of his shirts. You used to have his profile net has picture as is your profile, so don't go there, motherfucker.
don't even try to.
You know what? I know what his answer is, Nick. Go ahead.
I already got one. I'd rather be fucking Patrick Mahomes, baby.
Yep, me too, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, Patrick.
NBA Young Boy's trash.
Oh, you said it.
Yeah, I said it. He's dog shit. Garbage. I listened to one of his songs and it was dog shit.
Oof.
The only thing I like about him, there's one thing I do like about him, is he did Bandit with Juice WRLD, which I like that song. But his music is garbage. Doo-doo. I use his music to wipe my ass.
What? What the fuck? What the hell?
Wow.
Should we say our goodbyes?
Yeah, we should.
Alright, Nick, start it out.
I want to thank my boys, Mr. Ghostface, Dallas, I should learn Chris and Lee from joining the podcast tonight, you know.
Yes, sir.
You guys know what to do. Go listen to Ghostface Dallas on Shuler's new episode on Spotify and on many other platforms. And You know what? Go talk to Christian Lee on Snapchat. I feel sorry for him. And
yeah, I'll give you. I'll let everyone. I'll let all my fans know what Christian Lee's profile is. You know, don't worry. I'll send it out there.
Okay, first of all, my Facebook is genius.
Go ahead, Nick. Nick, go.
Okay, go follow, go listen to High Since Last Friday and Trips Corey Jones on YouTube and Rapchat. And go wait until Ghostface Sunshine Shooter releases his new single when it comes out. So,
yes, sir.
And that's it. I'm done, man.
Okay, Christian.
Y'all know what to do. Y'all go follow Michael Ghostface Sunshine Shooter to his podcast, and then y'all can follow Big Goldie Podcast Show to his podcast on all platforms available now. And y'all follow me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, and that is it.
All right. I'd like to thank my boys. Well, I'd like to thank Nick for letting me come in the Nicholas Goldie Podcast Show. What episode is this, Nick?
Season 3, episode 5,
and I'm going. Oh, episode 5. Fuck yeah. You guys know what to do. Follow the Ghostface Telesign Shula Podcast Show, Nicholas Cody Podcast Show, Christian Lee, Ice Guy Glaceon, Trips Corey Jones, High Since Last Friday on Rapchat, YouTube, everything. You know? And yes, Nick kind of spoiled the surprise. I am in the process of making my new single. My last single, my last song I'll ever write. Mm-hmm. So, and yeah, just follow us. And that's all I have to say, Nick. And you know what to do. All
right. Okay, so let's say our catchphrase.
Yeah, Nick, who starts the catchphrase?
My.
Yeah, let's start it.
All right, so just keeping you and to my brother, if you ever do listen to this podcast, you know.
I'm stoned.
that's it, Michael Stone. But anyway, if you listen to this, bro, please make better decisions. You know, I know you're not perfect. You made a bad choice, but you know, I ain't gonna judge you or hold that against you. You're my brother. I always got your back. Fuck the world. Whoever says something about it, they gotta deal with me. Fuck it.
Yes, sir.
Make better choices. Get some drugs. Always stay away from drugs.
Is that it, Nate?
Yep.
Christian.
That's one thing my voice went down like that. And then y'all stay yourself. Y'all chase your dreams, chase the paper. And then y'all just be y'all. And then y'all dreams and everything. So just stay safe out there out in the world. Just be careful out there. Because there are people that will try to take you down. Just chase yourself at all times and y'all stay safe. And that's it.
All right. Yeah, I just know what to do. Turn in Nicholas Goldie Podcast Show, Season 3, Episode 5, all the way up, you know, and sit back and relax, hit your big-ass ball, just like Ghostface Dela Sun Shooter right here. Yeah. And that's all I have to say, Nick.
All right, well, this is the Nicholas Goldie Podcast Show, Season 3, Episode 5 of the recording. We'll catch you guys on Season 3, Episode 6 soon, next Friday night.
Yes, sir.
And I'll see you guys in the group call. Christian Lee, you better join us.
I'll be in it later.
All right, later.